Yeah, LA Dreamer in the building. You're now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Show, doing the most. Your girl LA Dreamer on Twisted Tuesday. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out radio. LA Dreamer on Bang Out Radio, bang out radio. Bang out radio, bang out radio, LA Dreamer on Bang Out Radio. Yeah, let's get into some music that's fire on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
What it is, what it is. Happy Twisted Tuesdays. You rock it with your girl, L.A. Dreen. I got my boy, Supreme Music, in the building. Say hello to all the listeners out there, Supreme.
What's up, people? What's up, people? What's up, L.A. Babe? How you doing?
I'm doing good, you know. I've been listening to your music and everything, and I'm digging what I'm hearing. Basically, I want you to introduce yourself to all the listeners out there.
What's up, world? This is Boy Supreme Music, representing 504 in New Orleans, 504 to the Misha, man. Me, man, as an artist, I'm just like, just representing, man, just like really trying to bring real quality music back to the industry, you know, so that's like my whole purpose for this.
Yeah, that's what it is. You do have some quality music, you know, and shout out to the NO out there that's listening. You know, that's what it is, you know. So can you tell the listeners out there, how did you begin in the music industry? What inspired you to become a rapper?
Like, everything, it's just music in general, you know what I mean? Like, it go beyond, for me, it go beyond hip-hop, R&B, pop, rock. I mean, I'm into everything, you know what I'm saying? So, like, with me, it go back since the youngin', you know what I mean? So, it's like, music was always in my family. It go back, like, real far, especially, like, being from New Orleans. I mean, that's, like, the home of, like, jazz music, you know what I'm saying? So, it's, like, to be around, like a different type of backgrounds like that when it comes to music. That's all we know how to do out there. I mean, New Orleans is a party city, you know what I'm saying? That's all it is music and food. So to be around that, you have no choice, you know what I'm saying? And it just came from that, and hip-hop was something I was blessed with.
That's what's up. I feel that. So what is your favorite genre of music in particular?
Like, in particular, honestly, I really would have to get at like R&B and soul music. That's like,
that's
honestly
right.
Like my favorite. You know what I'm saying? Like being real, which I mean, I do hip hop. I'm a hip hop artist, but I do take like a lot of different other music and mix it in with mine. You know what I mean? I do throw like a little pop in there. I do throw a little rock in there. You know, I'm just into all that. You know what I'm saying? So I just mix everything up, and you put all that in the pot, and you got Supreme Music.
That's what's up, that's what's up. So, who's your favorite rapper in general?
Pac. All-time favorite. All-time favorite is Tupac. All-time favorite. Yeah, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just me. I was raised up on dude. I mean, like growing up, all I listened to was, like, Pac, Bone Thugs and Humble. And we have this artist in New Orleans, rest in peace, a dude called Soulja Slim. I don't know if y'all heard of him out there.
Of course, we know who Soulja Slim is. That's what it is,
so,
you know.
And that's what it's saying. Represent. So, yeah, like, that's the people
online,
that influence me.
Yeah, that's what's up, Supreme. We got callers online. Callers, don't you go nowhere. We're about to start taking callers right now. Caller 3206, you're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is? Caller 3206, you're live on Bang Out Radio. This caller must be just listening in. We got a caller calling from the 504. What it is, you're live on Bang Out Radio. It's your girl, L.A. Dreen, and Supreme in the building. What it is, 5798.
Whoa, hello?
What is it? What's happening with it?
Nothing much. Who am I speaking to?
I'm chilling. You heard me calling the son. Let's support out to the homie Cream. You did.
What's up,
YouTube, baby girl?
You big. We cooling. Shout out to Drina. You already know she represent hard. She represent the South, boy. She know about Soulja Slim. You heard me? So we know we got to show her love.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, you know, Soulja Slim, he used to be getting down with the original Cash Money Millionaires when they first came out, when they was really just lyrical with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
No Limit and No Limit. You know what I'm saying? That's my boy. You know, he used to mess with Master P, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Up, you know, I can never...
It's before Soulja Slim. That's when he was Magnolia Slim.
Magnolia. What are y'all calling from? You know, a lot of people don't know about that. Where y'all from, though? What part of New Orleans y'all repping?
Man, we downtown, 8th Wall, you remember 7th Wall?
That's what
downtown,
it is.
AWOL, Shumwell.
Yeah, I'm talking about uptown, downtown. Cross the river,
hey,
don't matter, nigga. You're, mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. Hey, you know what? I love when people from New Orleans say uptown. I like that.
A lot of people like a lot of things in New Orleans. Everybody believe that. We like the sweet shop.
Yeah.
You can't get enough. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I gotta come out here and see what's good. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get down south. I'm making my way down there this summer, so you know I already know it's gonna be hot. You know? And
oh yeah,
everything good. You remember the engine in the hub, baby?
Yep. We got, man, the 504 is definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? Supreme, man, you got so many supporters calling in. I'm looking at the switchboard. They calling in like left and right, like hotcakes. You know, I'm about to take this caller right here. Caller 9401. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Yo, where's him? You understand? It's L's music. Believe that. Shouts out to Life Entertainment, the home of Supreme. You understand? That's how we do it all day, every day. Believe that. We can't,
man.
That's
good. You know
yeah,
how we, man. Me and L.A. Dream are sitting back, you know what I'm saying, just doing what we do as entertainment, man.
Oh, man, believe that. Shout out to that West Coast, too, you know what I'm saying? I know what it's like over there.
That's what's up. It's all love over here, you know what I'm saying? West Coast is always loving, you know what I'm saying, what y'all doing out there in the South. You know, y'all getting it in, making that fly money music, making music,
believe that.
Music, you feel me? Okay, caller, let me ask you a question. So you know Supreme Music, right?
Believe that. That's my cousin, a.k.a. CEO, you understand? Life in the chain.
Okay, so,
believe that.
Okay, give me three words that you can use to describe Supreme Music.
I'm going to tell you like this, yeah. Straight up, number one, straight up talented all day. You understand? The grind don't stop, number two. You understand? And he the future. Straight up, number three.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what
I
it
love
is.
That.
Man, we right here on Bang Out Radio, Twisted Tuesdays. You know what I'm saying? We got Supreme Music family in the building. Supreme, you getting it in.
Believe
you know,
that.
And you tell us about this joint we got right here is called Machiavelli. What's up with that joint right there?
That Machiavelli is a classic. I guarantee I put that on everything.
That Machiavelli,
I mean, like that Machiavelli, the whole Machiavelli concept came from, I'm not going to put, you know what I'm saying, because we have been through, Life Entertainment, we have been through situations with, like, major companies out there, you know what I mean? So this actually was kind of like a shot at, like, a company, you know, who really tried to change us, you know what I'm saying? We didn't, you know, we didn't really want no part of that, man, because at the end of the night, we want to be proud of what we do and what we represent, you know what I'm saying? So it's like Machiavelli is just letting everybody know out there, right, you're a fan of music, you are artists, you know, coming up, you know, keep your eyes open at all times, man. You know what I'm saying? Because what you do will follow you in the future. So be careful when you're sitting in this situation, because the music game is like, it's a risky business, man. It's a shady business. And if you don't know the business side of it, then you're really not going to survive in it. You know what I'm saying? So just make sure you know what you do at all times. And whatever you represent, man, don't let nobody stray you away from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, stay real, stay focused on what you do. And that's what the whole concept of Mac Philly represent. I feel like podcast, sometimes I just want to leave the game and never come back. But I got to come back because I'm in love with the music. I'm in love with the industry. So
right, right, right.
That's what it is. We about to take another caller right here. And right after that, we about to get into some supreme music. Mac Philly right here on Bang Out Radio, Twisted Tuesdays. Call it 9981. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is.
Who it is, Topaz. What's good with it?
And I'm getting it in with Supreme Music in the stand, the 504 in the building, you know, that's what it is.
Well, I have Supreme on my show before.
Yes, I did.
What's up, Steve?
That's my girl, Topaz, to say, you know, to getting it in.
What's up, Shaw? You already know how we get down, man. What's up with you, baby?
Nothing. Chilling, networking, like always. I see you on my Twisted Tuesday show hosted by L.A. Drina, baby.
Of course. Why not be on the best radio show that's out there right now? That's my perp.
That's what it is. Hey, Drina, baby, how you been?
Man, you know, I've been doing my thing. You know, I've been in the booth, you know, all this week, you know, trying to work on Pure Thick Volume 1, you know, so.
I heard the rap. I heard it. You went in.
Yeah.
I heard it.
Oh, yeah? You like
yes,
that?
Yes, you went in.
Yeah, that's what's up, you know. I'm trying to get it in, you know. I can't wait to drop that bomb. But
I can't wait either.
Yeah, it's going down. Hey, hey, Shay, you ain't trying to be singing hooks, are you?
Huh?
Are you trying to be singing hooks, Shay? Yeah, we're trying to get Topaz with Shay to sing some hooks on that track.
See, you know she needs to. You know I'm Paz, I'm still holding your hostage for the I got a track for you. You know that I told you that last time, huh?
I'm already knowing.
That's what I'm talking about.
We about to. I got y'all,
baby. I got y'all.
Oh, look. Say, Topaz. Melvin said you don't got no choice. You know you rock with us all the way, so let's do it.
Man, look, y'all. We got these switchboards are super hot. We got the 504 in the building right here on Bang Out Radio. Caller 5798. Don't you go nowhere. Caller 37232. Please don't go nowhere. We're about to get into some Machiavelli. And then when I come back from this break, we want to hear what y'all think about this joint right here on Bang Out Radio, Twisted Tuesdays. Got my girl Topaz Lachey, my boy Supreme Music in the building, rocking with your girl L.A. Drina live on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
You're now listening to Funkin' Beats.
Oh!
Trust what they tell me.
Trust what they tell me. Trust what they tell me.
To the point where I won't come back.
I'm gonna come back.
Cause all those things they tell me. Got me feeling like Machiavelli.
To the point where I won't come back.
Supreme, I'll show you, huh?
what they tell me.
Trust what they tell me. Trust what they tell me.
To the point where I won't come back.
I won't come back.
Ooh.
I won't come back.
'Cause all them things they tell me. Got me feeling like Machiavelli.
To the point where I won't come back.
Take away from me. My ambitious Desirada comes from the street. So on my two piece of bury me a guarantee. I'm at the point where I'm just laughing at them. They want to change, but I ain't mad at you. You want to be a star or just another a local? Ask them how do you want it. They say a little commercial. Yeah, they see your future real bright, kid. Like Brenda had a baby. Well, they say she did. I need someone like a trust so dear, mama. Please pray for me. Trust what they tell me.
Trust what they tell me. Trust what they tell me.
To the point where I won't come back.
I won't come back.
Ooh.
I won't come back.
'Cause all them things they tell me.
Things they tell me. Things they tell me.
Got me feeling like Machiavelli.
To the point where I won't come back.
We represent from the south all the way to the west coast with the beautiful and lovely L.A. Dreena, man. Shouts out to Hunt, shouts out to Topaz, man, because without y'all, we wouldn't be here right now.
Dang. Yeah, we get it in right now.
Follow you that.
I love that.
Yeah, so can you let all of our listeners out there know, you know, when it came down to your rap career, you know, I would like to know what are the tools that you use to get where you're going in the future? You know, who's your support system? you know, what kind of studios you working with, you know, and, you know, just let the listeners know what you got going on right now.
Like with me, man, my support team, the label is Life Entertainment, and the support team that we got, like, insane companies behind us, man. You know, first of all, shouts out to BTP, man, Bianca Big, love y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Like they the ones who bring me from small city New Orleans to big Australia. You know what I'm saying? So we like do it like real big like that. The distribution label is Interscope. Shout out to them. They already know what's good with y'all. You know what I mean? So they the ones who anything that drop on the Life Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? They're right behind us, like putting everything out. You know what I mean? So they behind us. My manager, of course, man, Melvin Paperwork Maggie, man. I mean, without that dude, man, I'm like, yeah, I'm nothing without dude. I mean, he been in the game for like a long time, you know, and a lot of cats know him like behind the scenes when No Limit was on top of everything, you know what I mean? So dude been in the game doing him, you know what I mean? And another thing is like, what keep me going is, like, I don't even call them fans, man. I don't have fans. I got family. Everybody's family to me. You know what I mean? Because you're taking your time out of your busy schedule to listen to what I have to say, and you love it and you embrace it. You know what I mean? And that's what, like, really keep me going, man. So it's like, without my family, everybody who listens to my music, you know what I mean? I can't do nothing without them. I need them. That's how I go on, man. I need that. That's my drug right there.
That's what's up.
Later.
Supreme, let's rewind your career back to about a year ago. Can you let us know where you were at in your career at that point in time?
Like, really, really focusing on, like, the business side of this. You know what I mean? Because, like one thing as an artist, being an artist is one thing, but like, really taking your career to the next level, you have to become a businessman because you are business. So that's really what it was, man, like, me really catching up with a lot of well-known names, like, behind the scene, you know what I mean? Like really, like, leading me and guiding me on the business part, you know what I mean, to really bring Life Entertainment to the next level, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, no matter whoever I open up shows for, I didn't open up shows for The Roots, you know what I'm saying, Common, you know what I'm saying, Juvie, Weezy, you know, so, I mean, you got people like that who do give me, like, they give me, like, that knowledge, you know what I'm saying, to continue to succeed in this music business, man. So it's like, my whole thing is, like, I'm really, like, I'm an artist first, and I'm a businessman second, but I'm really a businessman overall because, like I say, Supreme Music, me as an artist, I am a business, and that's what Life Entertainment is also. So it's like we're taking it to the next level because without that, we're just going to be sitting at home wishing. And I never was good at wishing. I just go straight forward.
That's what's up. Caller 8435, I see you right there. I want to ask Supreme this question right here. I want to know, where do you see yourself, you know, in the future, within the next year from now? I want to know, like, what kind of projects, up-and-coming projects you're working on or that you're promoting right now. I would like to know where you at right now in your career.
Like, you said in 5 years or
no,
next year?
Yes, sir.
Put it like this. I plan, like, next month to be in space somewhere. Like, way up there. Like, really, really way up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, with the strong team that I got behind me, I really do believe that it's possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, we're working on an album. The name of the album is called Goodbye, Present, Hello, Future. And it will be, like, the first album that will be officially released under Life Entertainment / Interscope DD. You know, so that'll be coming out in July. Y'all make sure y'all look out for that. It's going to be all over iTunes. Not just iTunes here. We're talking about, like, iTunes Mexico, Japan, you know what I'm saying? iTunes Europe, Australia. It's going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you check it all on, like, Amazon, Rap City, any major online store, you know, it'll be available. And plus, you can check out, we have the website up and popping now, which is lifeentmusic.com. And, you know, you go on there and look for, like, you know, check out, like, all the exclusive music, you know, that we do have. You know what I mean? We got, like, a whole team, man, and we got, like, a team and everything. Hip-hop, pop, you know what I'm saying, R&B, you know what I'm saying? We even got, like, a rock band on the list, you know what I'm saying? So it's, like, Life Entertainment really going to bring music to, like, the next level. But that's, like, the main thing right now is my album. We're on the album right now, which Machiavelli is actually the first single off there. And then my next single is Superman with my dude Ace Hood. Shout out to my homie Ace Hood, DJ Khaled, I see you. We the best, Life Entertainment. You hear me? So it's like we working with some major people in the industry, man, and they behind us and we behind them, so we support everything.
That's what's up. Caller 845, you're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is?
What is it? This 211 and Two-Faced to Gemini, man. I was just calling to say what's up with it. You know, Twisted Tuesday. Shout out to L.A. Drina and my girl Topaz. You dig? She be putting me on. So I was just calling and saying what it is.
I want to
shout out everybody, you know what I'm saying? I've been banging their music on this Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? I've most definitely been tuning in, you know what I'm saying? Trying to stay relevant and active, man. Don't forget to put in your votes for your guy, man. You know, I'm about to be submitting some more music real quick.
That's what's up. You know, everybody, all my listeners out there, I want y'all to know today is the last and final day that you can vote for the fans vote for your favorite indie artist, so this is your last day that you can actually submit your vote, and you can call in and submit your vote right now, today, on Bang Out Radio at 661 area code 621-7559. We on live right now between 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you know, so, you know, submit your music and let's get it in, and not just that, but vote for your favorite indie artist, you know what I'm saying? We trying to help these artists, you know, win these grand prizes, you know what I'm saying? And all you indie artists out there listening, you know, keep on submitting your music, participate in these up-and-coming contests. My girl Topaz got going on, you know what I'm saying? And we trying to get it in, you know. Man, Supreme, and right now, you know, we got you right here on Bang Out Radio. My girl Topaz Lachey. You know, we going in. You know, I got a lot more questions I want to ask you, you know. But first, I want you to let the listeners out there know more about your track called Superman. You know, what's the inspiration behind that joint?
Man, the inspiration, that whole concept actually came from my dude, Ace Hood, man. Like I said, shout out to Ace Hood. That dude is like a lyrical genius. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see the day that dude, like, really take over the industry because he do have those capabilities. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Dugo, we go a couple years. We were supposed to, like, jump on a track together. And we came across, we got, like, the same producer, the same producer who produced a couple songs, White Beats, and, of course, you know, DJ Khaled. You know what I'm saying? So Ace laced up the chorus. He had the whole concept. You know what I'm saying? And I got the phone call, like, yo, dude, I want you to, like, spit on this. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, it's cool. And then like I said, White Beast, the producer, he like, it don't get no better than that. But y'all two dudes on it as a classic. And the whole thing is like just letting women know, you know what I'm saying? Like we're Superman, you know what I'm saying? So don't forget about us. I mean, I know, like, women love being independent. That's a powerful and beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? But as a man, too, we love to play Superman, man. We got to. I mean, without women, we there's no man, so we need y'all. So that's what that whole concept is about. Make sure you treat your woman right, man. Make sure you have to wind and down and give her everything. Because you won't do, another man will. So we being Superman for the day.
I hope you fellas out there listening and taking notes right now. You know what I'm saying? He's putting y'all up on some real games. Supreme putting y'all up on some games. You know,
another thing how we tell him is that for the dudes who don't want to treat their woman right, we call them Lex Luthers. So what we do, we snatch them too. Come on, man. You don't need to deal with that. Let's do it.
That's what's up, man. We're about to get into some Supreme music featuring Ace Hood. You rocking with your girl, L.A. Drina, Christian Tuesday. Got my boy Supreme music in the building. If you ain't knowing right now, now you know. Right here on Bang Out Radio, Christian Tuesday. That's what it is.
Yeah. Supreme music.
Ace Hood. A Superman.
Say Ace.
Yeah.
Get him. I got you.
Tell them who he is, homie. I'm Superman. Take you any place you wanna go. We can roll, shorty all around the globe. You know I'm Superman. I keep you in that Gucci Louis Prada. Christian Louis and diamonds all around your collar. What you holler? I'm Superman. So kick away your main. He a lame, what his name? I got money in the bank. What you think? I'm Superman. The flyest nigga seen. I mean, ain't no lame, back to crippin'. I come up, you name a team. Straight
B. Baby, I've been a beast. You know I fucking do it. They call me Superman.
Yeah.
This is more than the music. Spectacular flow. I really
name, but I'm in Sherry B. I like my women fancy, a stuck up broad. Call me a plumber, unplug you when you clog. We part at the crime, and you my misdemeanor. For the money, we devastating like Katrina. I love your lesbian side, it really works well. Menage a trois, you Tiffany and Chanel. Cause I'm a grown man, I don't kiss and tell. But I'ma spoil you, give you the world, what the hell. The only thing you gotta do is leave the lanes alone. If you ain't borrowed cash, the conversation
I'm Superman. Take it any place you wanna go. We can roll, Saudi all around the globe. Gucci, Louis Prada, Christian Louis, diamonds all around your collar. What you out of? Superman, so kick away your mane. He a lame, but his name. I got money in the bank. What you think? Superman, just fly, take a scene. I mean, ain't no lame. Back to kryptonite, corruption, name a team.
Something like a monster, or maybe a gorilla. That's what I look like in the winter in my chinchilla. Give you a baby mink, flashy hot pink. She put a dip. Her range even pink. The places we meet, it's all paradise. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a trick, don't discuss price. Yeah, I'm a bad man, but yeah, super nice. But see, my kindness for weakness to be a sharp flight. Her nickname Becky, yeah, I got a fly. Plus I keep change, no nickels, lot of dimes. Mommy is super fine, she stay on the grind. I got shotguns, she give a hell of a ride. I'm still focused. You gon' need it across the planet. We go. They ain't selling, homie. But Travis will be wrong.
Superman, take it any place you wanna go. We can roll, Saudi all around the globe. You know I'm Superman. Keep you in that Gucci Louis Prada. Christian Louis diamonds all around your collar. What you out of? Superman, so kick away your mane. He a lame, but his name. I got money in the bank. What you think? Superman, just fly, take a scene.
The S on my chest, it stands for self-free. That means superior power, those kind of things. I got goblins, so don't be afraid of steam. And these piranhas bite, nigga, y'all mean. The money never sleeps, so I stay awake with it. The day I close my eyes, over it, done finished. That means a law coming, he coming down to get me. They say you can't take it, but bury my cash with me. Yeah, baby, I'ma leave you some for the drought. You better shine on them, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, Gucci, you're not your man, but you rock lemonade. You ain't cat stacks, cause they ain't about to play. I'm fucking fly off and leave your ass on a plane and save another woman. I'm staying. I keep it when that Gucci Louis Prada, Christian Louis diamonds all around your collar. So who hotter? Superman.
Yeah. And that's it, man. And that's it, man. I just give it to you like that, homie.
Yeah, that's what it is. The pre-music Superman featuring my boy.
Yeah.
That's what it is, you know.
Believe that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, we have a topic of the today. It's a topic of discussion, you know, that we got on Bang Out Radio today. It is how are we as artists responsible for the content that we dish out to our younger audience, if we are responsible at all? Feel free to give me your insight on that. Do you feel that as artists, you know, are we responsible for the content that we dish out to our younger viewers and audience that listens in to us, or is it their parents' responsibility to, you know, use it at their own discretion?
Yeah, like with me on that conversation right there, I feel like how should I say? I don't want to sound like mean in a way, but it's not our job as artists. I mean, that's for the simple fact. I mean, the type of music we do is the type of music we do. That's our choice, like creatively. I feel like if you come out with an album, I mean, you got explicit lyrics on there. Parental advisory is on there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
that's not up to, that's not my fault, you know what I'm saying, that your kids are like listening to it. But then in a way, I believe that as artists these days, I mean, the youth like really, really look up to us and really pay attention to what we do and how we carry ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So that's like a responsibility also, because like I said, like you represent what you believe in, no matter what you spitting about. I mean, you believe whatever you spitting about. And if you believe it, then the you gonna believe it too. You know what I'm saying? So you do, to me personally, you do kind of have to be careful at the same time. So it go like 50-50, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't want anything negative to happen, because the first person that'll get blamed is you as an artist, because people, the whole world is watching you. Your life is their entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to, like, really be careful at what you do and how you present, you know, present yourself, you know, as an artist. So it kind of go like both ways. I really feel like artists not held responsible. I mean, that go back to the household, man. You know, how they got a hold to my music anyway. You know what I'm saying? So that's really like on the parents for me.
That's right. You know, I respect your insight, you know, on that whole situation, you know. And as an artist, I would like to know, how do you balance, you know, the two between family and your music career? You know, how do you keep your image separate, if at any do you do, or do you feel it's necessary?
Like, I go to extreme measures, me, because, like, me personally, I mean, you got some celebrities out there, little artists, or, you know what I'm saying, everybody will look at that different. Like, me, I'm a real private, personal person. I mean, because, like, as an artist, as an entertainer, you put yourself out there on Front Street for the whole world to see. But at the same time, you still need to enjoy your life. You know what I mean? I feel like 24 hours a day, the camera shouldn't be rolling. You know what I'm saying?
That's
right. And you need to enjoy your personal life. You know, so, like, my whole thing, I keep my family out of that spotlight. You know what I'm saying? Because I want people to look at them for them. You know, I don't want them to be on blast just because of who they are, who they related to, or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I feel everybody should have, like, their own choice on what they do. You know what I mean? I don't want brain. Like, if there's negative energy towards me, it'll be negative energy towards my family, and I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if they choose to be in the spotlight, that's what they choose. But me personally, I keep the two separated. I mean, because even though this music business is something I love doing, it's a job also. And when the cameras and the studio microphone go off, you know what I'm saying, it's back to me. It's not Supreme no more. You know what I'm saying? It's not Supreme Music no more, man. It go by me. You know what I'm saying? It go by, like, my personal life. So I just make sure I keep that separated to enjoy both of them.
That's what's up. I want to know also, you know, as a fan, you know, where could we find your music at? You know, if we want to find your music, can you give us some links and everything that we can go to find your music?
Of course. Like, as of right now, man, the single Machiavelli has been released on iTunes and Amazon, especially, like, on iTunes. You could just search Supreme Machiavelli, and you'll see me pop up. You know what I mean? You definitely could go there. The website is up and running now, the official Life Entertainment Music website. You know, so Life is spelled LYFEENT, and Music is spelled MUZIK. And you just hit .com, and it'll go straight to us. You know what I'm saying? So, and also Reverb Nation, man. That's like a powerful tool, man. So if any artists out there not on Reverb Nation, wake up, stop sleeping. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like a real powerful tool to really reach out to your fans. You can check me out at reverbnation.com/lifeentertainment. Again, life is spelled LYFE, entertainment, and music is spelled MUZIK. And you can check out all the exclusive and everything from there.
That's what's up. You know, do you have a Facebook or Twitter?
Oh, of course. I'm addicted to that stuff. I ain't even gonna lie to you. LA, I'm addicted to that. I try not to be, you know what I'm saying? Like we just had this little conversation last week, you know what I'm saying? Because we got like a media networking department, a social networking department in Life Entertainment now. And I won't do everything myself, because I like being in touch with people who share the same thoughts about my music. You know what I'm saying? So that's just me personally. You can hit me up at facebook.com/s.muzik, and of course you can follow me on Twitter at supreme underscore music, and music is spelled M-U-Z-I-K. And yes, I will. That's me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't got nobody like working my page for me, man. I like to be up and personal with people myself.
That's what's up. You don't find that from all the artists, you know, that be on, you know, Facebook. You don't know if you're speaking to them or to their manager,
or they publishers or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. You know, you keeping it real with your audience and everything, you know. So that's what's up, you know. So are you open to any type of collaborations with any other artists out there?
Any. It don't matter what you do. I don't care if you do reggae. I can't do reggae, but I will try. You hear me? It don't matter what you do, man. You know what I mean? So for anybody out there who do want to collab or do any type of mixtape hosting or featuring or booking or anything, you know, you can hit us up at lyfeentmuzik@gmail.com. And we do respond, like, back, like, ASAP. And, you know what I mean? And we do quality music. I mean, that's if you want to feature or if you're looking for, like, mixing and mastering, because we do that, too. We got, like, a powerful engineering staff, you know what I'm saying, who, like, make who really keep the quality of our music sounding the way it do. You know, so if you're an artist out there, you need any mixing and mastering, you just hit us up at lifeentmuzik@gmail.com and just let us know what's good, and we'll definitely hit you back.
That's what's up. Do you have any upcoming performances that we need to know about out there in the NO or even in Australia or anywhere coast to coast that we need to know about?
Yes. Actually, like, we're going to set, like, New Orleans on fire. You know what I'm saying? We're going to set New Orleans on fire, man. We're going to be everywhere, man, from the venue room to the House of Blues, the HOB. Everybody know what that is in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? And also coming up, the record release party is going to be actually in Miami at Club Bed. You know what I mean? That's going to be July 19th. So we got, like, a lot of things coming up, man. We keep it moving. And for what we're doing right now is just, like, promoting, networking. That's what we're doing. That's what our focus is at right now.
That's what's up. You know, I want to ask you a deeper question right now, you know, with you being from the NO. You know, I know people that's from out of state, they always associate your town with Hurricane Katrina. But I got to touch bases on that because I don't feel like the media, you know, I don't feel like they keep us up to date or nothing or what's going on out there. But I would like to know, you know, personally, you know, from your perspective, you know, as the aftermath of Katrina and the citizens of New Orleans are recovering from that situation from even 5-6 years ago. Can you let us know the status of New Orleans? What is the economy like? What are the people like? Or are people resilient? Are they bouncing back from this situation?
Yeah, actually, like, people are bouncing back slowly but surely. You know what I'm saying? And, like, from the economy part of view is that, like, a lot of things have changed. You know, New Orleans was always known as, like, a poverty city. It's, like, a low-income class city. You know what I'm saying? But it's really, like, bouncing back. They got, like, a lot of jobs and everything out there. You know what I'm saying? That's available to us now. That wasn't available before the storm. You know, like, actually getting, like, 100% back, I don't think that ever will happen for the simple fact because, like, emotionally and mentally, you know, all of us that been through it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's something that's going to stick with us. I mean, that's part of history now. I mean, this is, you're going to hear about this storm and your kids' history books in the future. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that's something that's always going to stay in our mind, but we get stronger from that. One thing I have seen is that as a community, as New Orleans, you know, all the New Orleans citizens together, everybody has become stronger and have come together. And that's, like, one good thing. I mean, it was like a blessing for a lot of people when the hurricane hit, because a lot of people haven't been outside of New Orleans. So when you're raised up in that New Orleans mentality, all you know is New Orleans. But to actually, like, go out there and go to places like Houston, Atlanta, Detroit, Miami, you know what I'm saying? Wherever you went after the storm, I mean, you do see how the world operated, and it makes you do appreciate, you know, where you came from, you know what I'm saying, and how you was raised, because it makes you stronger, you know what I'm saying? So it's coming together slowly but surely. I mean, they do got some parts. You go in the hood, man. Look like the hurricane hit yesterday. You dig? But if you go downtown or whatever like that around Canal Street and the French Quarter and all that, it look like nothing ever happened. You know what I'm saying? But that's how they rock, man. But it ain't gonna stop us from doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? Because
New Orleans, that's like a city. If you haven't experienced it, man, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about until you go down there and experience it. I mean, that's like a city that's like no other in the United States, period. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we'll get stronger. We'll definitely get stronger because, like, we do believe in ourselves as a city.
Yeah, that's what's up. That was so eloquently put, you know, and what I want to say, you know, on that note, I would like to, you know, give a big shout out to the NO because y'all been holding it down. Y'all been keeping it together. Y'all been keeping your families together, and you've been bouncing back. You know, I see the resilience. I see, you know, the growth. I see the outreach, you know, that the citizens of the NO is doing in other communities across the USA. You know, I've met people that came up out of the storm, you know, and these are some strong, straight-up soldiers, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't know about the NO, you need to know. I haven't necessarily actually physically touched down in the NO. As far as I've been is Southern Louisiana. My family's from Shreveport, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Rapid City, you know what I'm saying? But then,
yeah,
you know, I did want to hop on the 10 and keep pushing a little while, you know what I'm saying, so I can get out there. But since I'm from L.A., you know, I know where the 10 freeway is, and I know exactly
right. How
to get off.
That's what
you
I was talking about.
Saying?
You got to make that trip. You got to make that trip. Drive that extra three hours from Shreveport and touch down in New Orleans, man. I promise you that that's like an experience you'll never forget, man. You know what I mean? Especially, I mean, that's just the historic events. I mean, New Orleans is a historic city, you know, so it's like just to experience something different. It'll be like real good, you know what I mean? So you got to touch down. You know, when you touch down, we're going to party hard. We got to. That's what you come down there for, too, at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I came for the food and all that. Hey, I might be trying to get into the industry, but I like to eat. So what I did notice when I went down there, you know what I'm saying? I went down there, all I could smell was barbecue, big-ass shrimp about the size of a chicken wing. You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing it like that in Cali. You feel me? All these big-ass plates of food, my relatives, even they dirty rice. I could eat a plate of that with no meat on the side. You feel me? So it's like, hey.
Yeah.
And that hospitality is just off the chain, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, man, we gotta get you and Topaz down there, man, so we could bring y'all by my mama. That's our grandma. Bring you by my mama, let her fix you some of that good gumbo, man, a good fresh pot of that seafood gumbo.
That's what it is.
Don't get me started,
though.
I'm telling you, don't get me started
on
that gumbo.
Is, man.
Man, that was up, you know, to, we got this track right here, you know, Supreme Music. It's called Transform. Can you tell us more like about that track right there?
Like Transform is actually like a continuation of like it's like a part two for Machiavelli for me. You know what I mean? It's just watching myself like how I didn't came up, how I matured as not only an artist but as a person also. You know what I'm saying? And it's just go from like the old me and like the new me, how life completely different. And like the you know, like doing like little tours, you know, you're traveling from city to city, seeing how everybody operated, how everybody adapts to you. You know what I'm saying? It's like a transformation thing because you just get better. You get better with time. You know what I'm saying? I feel like every song I write, I just get, it's just 10 times better than the last one. So it's just me transforming. It's not only as an artist, but as a person too.
That's what's up right there, you know. I can really just say, you know, evolution of an artist, that is a beautiful thing to watch because, you know, you don't get that in all the artists that's out, you know, but you can see it in certain artists, how they just grow and develop and evolve with their music, you know, and if you continue to evolve on a daily basis, you're going to be a phenomenal artist, you know, you're going to be phenomenal, you know.
Thank you.
So shout out to you for doing all this wonderful music, giving us something back to the hip-hop community that we can actually rock to, you know, and plus we can party, but we can get that consciousness of it and we can get the lyrical side, you know, and a lot of artists ain't bringing all those notes to the table. Can I ask you something else about the first joint that you did, Machiavelli? Who sung the hook on that?
Oh man, that's my dude. That's a R&B-Z, man. R&B-Z, he's a R&B artist. Gonna be coming from Life Entertainment and Broken Beast Entertainment. Dude is like incredible, and he did the track too. So shout out to Broken Beast Entertainment, man. It's like a production team we rock with.
So it's like that dude is incredible. Y'all be on the lookout for my homie RN Beezy, man. He gonna be coming hitting y'all real soon.
That's what's up. I sure was looking out for him. But right now we about to get into some Transform by none other than Supreme Music. Let's go.
Overnight, call me out, and must cry for the night.
Man, that's what it is. You know, we got callers calling in right here on Bang Out Radio. You was just rocking with your boy Supreme live right here on Bang Out Radio. That was the tune called Transcend, you know, and I'm digging it right there. Caller 5383, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hey, 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 my name is Greg Sharma. I'm calling to represent for Seattle, Washington. I'm putting a vote in for 211 and 2 Faces Gemini.
Oh, that's what's up, 211. That's right, that's right, you know. And what's your name?
My name is Big Sean.
Big Sean, okay, I got you, I got you. You know what I'm saying? And we will be taking that vote, that you just put in into consideration. And thank you for supporting your favorite indie artist right here on Bang Out Radio. If you guys are just tuning in or you don't know about the contest, you know, this is the last day of the fans vote for your favorite indie artist contest. The winner will receive the grand prize of, you know, Coast to Coast promotional package, you know, a DJ spinning your tunes in the local clubs, and also, you know, Coast to Coast is getting it out there, you know what I'm saying? And this is something that's going to be going on Bang Out Radio. We're going to continue having contests like that. So keep your listeners, your fans, tuning in to Bang Out Radio, you know, as you register for these different contests. You know, Bang Out Radio, you know, is up and coming, and we have so many different things in store for the indie artists. You know, we want y'all to get y'all music out there and get it heard, you know, right here on Bang Out Radio, you know. So big ups to you, man, for voting in for 211, and that vote will be taken into consideration. That's what's up.
Thank you. I appreciate it banging out on the radio. Y'all the best.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, I appreciate that. You know, and you have a good. You want to give any last minute shout out before you get off the air, sir?
Yes, I do. I want to give a shout out to Big Stretch and Psycho out of Portland, Oregon, who's doing it big with their music. I also want to send a shout out to my cousin Popsicle, who's also doing it big in the music in the Seattle, Washington area. I advise you guys get a tune, listen and check us out. We got some hot music going on out here.
Man, that's what's up. You know, continue and make sure you send your music in to Bang Out Radio. All the indie artists out there listening in, you could send it to me personally, ladrina.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I will have you in rotation. If I ain't got you in rotation, you in rotation from Monday through Saturday. You know, we get it in on Bang Out Radio. We still growing, and we're going to keep on moving forward. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, you know. And keep tuning in, and please send some of your music so we can get it right here on Bang Out Radio.
I got you, sis. Thank you.
That's what's up. You take care. What's up with it, Supreme? You know, I'm so glad you came through, you know, and we really, you know, got to keep, you know, in touch with each other, and I want you, you know, to continue visiting me on Twisted Tuesday. You know, you up and coming, and you're already out there. You know, you just stretching your wings all the way from coast to coast, you know, and letting it be known who's really in the building, and that's the N.O. we got, you know, Supreme Music, and that's what's up.
You're stuck with me now. you got to deal with it. You're stuck with me. We cool. We good now.
Yeah, that's what's up. Once a part of Bang Out family, you always a part of Bang Out family. You already know, you know. And I got to give a shout out to the NO once again, you know, for letting us, you know, get a part of what y'all been already getting a hold of. You know what I'm saying? You got to come out here to Cali, do some shows, you know. And if you do come out here, I will be looking you up. And if I make my way that way, I will be contacting you because I want to know where your shows is at, you know, and so I can come through and support. You feel me?
Of course, of course, of course. That's something we got to do. That's going to be in the making real soon. I believe that.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know, we're going to make it happen right here on Bang Out Radio. And shout out to all the supporters of Supreme Music. Keep supporting your boy. You know, that's what it is. And I appreciate all the callers that have been calling in, you know, supporting, listening in on the show. Big shout out to the 504. I see y'all definitely in the building, you know what I'm saying, listening in. Shout out to all the listeners from coast to coast and nationwide, you know. That's what it is right here on Bang Out Radio. So, you know, can you reiterate, you know, all the places that our listeners can contact you at, Supreme, one more time, you know, let us know what's up.
Of course. You can actually hit up the official website of Supreme Music and Life Entertainment. It's LYFEENTMUZIK.com. I mean, you can get, like, all the exclusive music and any type of news, update on all the artists on Life Entertainment and everything from there. Also, you can hit me up at Facebook, facebook.com/s.music. You know, you just put in Supreme Music on my fan page, will come up. And also on Twitter, you can follow your boy on Twitter now. Follow back, trust me. At Supreme_music, it's spelled M-U-Z-I-K. And like I said, for anybody who's looking to do any type of work with Life Entertainment, you can hit us up at LYFEENTMUZIK@gmail.com.
That's what's up. You know, I'm definitely writing it down as we speak. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's up. You know, big shout out to you. I appreciate you coming through. You know, Bang Out Radio Twisted Tuesdays, that's what it is, you know, and it's all love. I'm honored to be able to interview you and, you know, get a chance to have a candid, you know, interview with you. So
right.
I will be in touch with you.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you for having me, you hear me? And I can't say it enough, man. I'm feeling love, actually. I ain't gonna say falling, I fell in love with you and Topaz doing, man. Y'all like really putting it out there for like the indie artists and really like giving us a chance, you know what I mean, to bring our talents to like the next level. I mean, like I said, without people like you in the industry, we as artists, we can't make it, you know what I mean? So we need y'all.
Well, I respect that too, you know, and I would just like to say that I'm honored because of the simple fact that, you know, I'm getting a chance to witness these up-and-coming diamond in the rough that some of y'all, you know, I can't even believe that you ain't even already just out there yet. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, wow, everybody been sleeping, and now the world is about to get a taste, you know, of Supreme. You know what I'm saying? I'm so happy, you know, that I get to witness the beginning stages, you know, of what's really about to, you know, happen, you know, for your career, you know. And I wish you much success and love, you know, and all your future endeavors. So.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. We about to spin all your tracks out, you know, and if you got any last-minute shout-outs before you get off the air, you know, just go ahead and blast those out one time.
All right, yeah, of course, like I said before, man, shout out to my big sister, my big brother, Bianca and Biggs, man, PTP, Big Time Promotions. If anybody out there looking to bring their talents to, like, another level, like, on an international basis, those are the people to contact. Shout out to everybody from Life Entertainment, man, L's Music, Cecil, Melvin, Jay, Yachty, everybody affiliated with us, Bob Beasley, I see you. Shout out to everybody who support Life Entertainment, and, of course, shout out to Interscope. Y'all make sure y'all be looking out for the album, Goodbye Present, Hello Future. It will be released in July. So you make sure y'all go download that on your iPhones or Android, whatever y'all got. You know what I mean? So y'all make sure y'all support your boy, man. And be looking at us coming to a city near you.
That's what's up. Well, y'all heard it right here exclusively. My boy Supreme in the building, you know, right here on Twisted Tuesdays. You know, look out for this single right here called Machiavelli, man. And you take care, Supreme. And we about to spin it out right here with Machiavelli right here on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah.
I'm Superman. Take you any place you wanna go. We can roll, shawty all around the globe. You know I'm Superman. I keep you in that Gucci Louis Prada, Christian Louis diamonds all around your collar. What you holler? I'm Superman. So kick away your man. He a lame. What his name? I got money in the bank. What your thing? I'm Superman. The fly take a scene. I mean, ain't no lame. Take a trip. Yeah.
Baby, I've been a beast. You know I fucking do it. They call me Superman. This is more than the music. Spectacular flow. I really get into it. From New Orleans to Miami, even in Houston, screw it. You think you won't stop? Wait till you see me. I just got hit by a plane, but I'm in Sherry B. I like my women fancy. I suck.
You're now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Show, doing the most. Your girl, L.A. Drina, on Twisted Tuesday. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out radio, L.A. Drina on bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out. Bang Out Radio, L. Adrena on Bang Out Radio. Yeah. Let's get into some music. That fire on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
Caller 7968. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is?
Hello?
Yes, yes, yes.
This is Ivy Love.
What it is, Ivy Love. What you got going on, Miss Lady?
Well, I said I would call in at 7 o'clock, and here I am. What are you doing today?
Man, I've been getting it in with my boy, Supreme Music, you know, over there in the NO, doing it big, you know. So, you know, shoot, we've been just having fun, you know.
Very cool. I heard a little bit of the interview. That's cool.
That's what's up, you know. If everybody don't know who Ivy Love, you know, you're about to get to know who Ivy Love is, you know, right here on Twisted Tuesdays. So, Ivy Love, can you introduce all of our listeners out there to you and where are you from?
Well, you know, a lot of people think I'm from the UK, but actually I'm from Oceanside, California. I'm a West Coast girl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have. I've been doing music for a couple of years. My album has been out for about 6 months, and I just got a distribution deal through Def Jam, which is super duper cool. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You know.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
So, can you tell us, you know, what project are you working on right now? Are you working on a mixtape, a single, or, you know, an album?
It's going to be a single through Def Jam, and it's going to be for my song Little Boy Blue. It's my rap song, and, you know, people are saying that I'm the only white female rapper, and mostly because of the style, the way that I record my music. I just pick a beat, I go in, and I record. And that's what, like, a rapper would do. I have the Little Boy Blue song, which is like an MC. You know, I'm on there. I'm talking to you and all that stuff. You want to call it a rap song, I'm down, you know.
That's
yeah, it's so... It's all about just putting the words to the music, you know, and that's what I love to do, and I do it well. So, yeah, so it's a single deal for that song right there. And I just sat down with Celeste Gaither with Involved Records, who actually got me the deal, and we sat down and talked about the marketing plan. And so in about 6 weeks, it'll be out. It'll be up on iTunes, and it will be distributed through many stores all over the world. So that's pretty cool.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up. Big shout out to my boy Les. That's what I know him as, Les. We go back,
Les?
You know, we go back like throwback Cadillac. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to
Les. Oh, you know the guy that got me the deal? Is that you saying?
Yeah, I know who Les is. We go back. We like family. You know what I'm saying? Involved Records, Jose Campos. You feel me? All of them guys up over there. You know, I'm well connected with them. You know, so
very cool.
That's what's up. Yep. You know, small
yeah,
world.
He just moved over here to Long Beach, so we were rapping about a lot of different stuff. You know, I have a clothing line and a book and all kinds of stuff, so we're talking about putting it all out there, and that's what it is. You know, you got to get it out there in order for, you know, you can have everything you want to have, but unless it's out there for the public to see and like become a brand name, then you're not going to be able to do it, you know, so it is what it is. And I'm totally appreciative for that platform that I was given. You know, that's wonderful.
That's what's up. You know, well, I see you've been getting it in. You know, I've been seeing all your stuff. You know, that you've been putting out there. Can you talk a little bit about your clothing line and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, it originally started this clothing company called Mouthwatering Apparel. They saw my music video, and when they saw my music video, they were like, you know, we want to make some pieces, some Ivy Love exclusive pieces. You know, they had made some for, like, John B., they had made some for, like, Tupac and some whatever. They'd made some, you know, some artists some pieces. And I said, sure, no problem. But, it just got bigger. So now I have, like, a lingerie line. You know, I have T-shirts and fun stuff for girls to wear. And I have a T-shirt line for my guys. And then we got some boxers going on. And I had a local Long Beach artist actually make me a jewelry line as well, which is not platinum, but it's silver and moonstone, so it's pretty good quality stuff, you know, good stuff.
That's what's up.
And,
so where can
and
we
we'll be
find
making the, huh?
What was that? I don't
say that again. What did you say?
Oh, I was saying, you know, where can we find your jewelry line and your clothing line? Where,
oh, you can go
can
to my website, girl. Right now,
that's
you can go to my website. It's at www.ivylovemusic.com. Right
that's
now, you can find it there. Pretty soon, you'll be able to find it many places, maybe all over Long Beach. We shall see.
Yeah, we're going to try to get it coast to coast with it. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, Ivy Love. You know, it's always good to have fresh faces in the building, very unique, you know, very unique and out-the-box type of young lady. You know, I love your whole style, your charisma, you know, and you're very well-rounded and well-spoken, you know.
Well,
so,
thank you very much.
Yeah, I got
but you just
I
have to keep it scandalous. You just got to keep it scandalous to keep people interested.
That's right, you know, Ivy, that's what it is, you know.
My single deal is going to come out, and on the cover, it's going to be very artistic nude of me, and then, you know, it's going to have an explicit label because some of the lyrics are explicit, so that's the way I'm coming out, just like that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's what's up. Gotta
keep
you
it
know,
real.
Gotta
keep it real.
That's right. We have a caller calling in, caller 9277. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's good with it? You know, it's your boy Supreme in the building.
That's what's up. What's up?
What's up?
I heard a little bit of Supreme talking a little earlier. You know.
Huh?
Actually, that was Supreme Music in the NO. This is Supreme from Cali, you know. So
Supreme, Supreme. But shout out to Supreme Music.
Really
say,
you know.
So it's like a burrito Supreme. You cost a little bit extra.
Huh? Yeah, I got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to pay a little extra to get me, you dig? You know what I'm saying? This is creme de la creme.
That's what's up, Supreme. So, you know, I got my girl Ivy Love in the building, you know. I'm glad that you're online right now, you know, because I want to let my listeners, you know, understand we got a discussion going on about how are we as artists responsible for the content we dish out to our younger audience, you know. So can I get insight from both of you on that? Who wants to go first?
I'll let you go first.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, the way that I see it, you know, is that we are all a reflection of each other. What I put out there for the world, it might be a little explicit, but it's definitely tasteful, you know. So, but the thing is you're going to see everything you see with me with your own parents, unless you're like in a Catholic home. So it is what it is, you know. We are all just an influence upon each other, and so long as you're not doing anything that could harm anybody else, I don't see there's anything wrong with it.
And what about you, Supreme?
I feel as musicians and people in the entertainment business, we are teachers, you know what I'm saying, to the world, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying people should learn from us, but as the position of power we in, we are we reflect other people, you know what I'm saying? And people look up to us more and everything like that. So we should have some type of consciousness behind our music and our brand and our films and whatnot. And, you know what I'm saying, we should have it, but, you know what I'm saying, it is on the parents, too. To parent their kids and everything like that, teach them right from wrong, you know what I'm saying? Something that's right to me might not be right to the next person, you know? So it's up to us and it's up to the parents. It's up to us as a, you know what I'm saying, whole little community, you know what I'm saying, to do the right thing for the children
exactly.
And whatnot.
And I feel that in my music, there's a good message in everything that I present. It might be a little bit in your face, or maybe a little bit something that religious people might not want to see. But that's like I said, you know, it's all about preference and taste, and it is what it is.
That's right. You know, I'm glad to be able to get some insight out there to the listeners listening in. Big shout out to all the listeners listening in to Bang Out Radio today, Twisted Tuesdays. I see
Bang Out Radio,
right,
baby.
Here. That's what's up, Supreme and Supreme. What's up?
What's up?
There's a rumor going around saying that you're performing at the, you know, the Glow in the Dark Double Whammy. Can you let us know if that's true or not?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do a little light show, you know what I'm saying? A little performance. I have my glow sticks out there on stage and whatnot. I'll be with my glow in the dark body paint and everything. I'm going to get it in.
Where is this at?
This is out here in the Antelope Valley, you know, right over the hill from you. We got this double whammy. It's back-to-back, you know, starting off Friday and Saturday, glow-in-the-dark one day, booty shorts versus boy shorts party, you know, at Mazika's nightclub, you know, and, you know, rocking the mic. My girl Marley B going to be in the building, you know what I'm saying? Don't quote me on this, but I think she's going to be shooting a video up there, too, you know what I'm saying? But, not just that, you know, it's just going to be a few artists, you know, that's going to be coming through, you know, Semi-Auto going to be in the building, you know, and, you know, a lot of us indie artists will be in the building, you know, and it's going to be a few rocking the mic, you know, including Supreme. He's going to be up there doing his thing, you know, and that's what's up, you know. So you're welcome to come out here, Ivy. You know, you got to check us out and see what we got going out here in the AD, you know, because we're taking it by storm, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to get it out here, you know, and give the Antelope Valley something they can rock to, you know. And we really support our local artists out this way, L.A. to the West Coast, you know, all over the West Coast, all down south, you know, all, you know, back east. We support everybody, you know, so.
All over the world, y'all.
Y'all live up in the Antelope Valley up there? Is it cool up there? Is it hot?
Well, yeah, it's cool right now, but trust me, in a couple of weeks, it's going to be like 106 degrees. Your shoes going to be melting on the ground out here. Trust and believe that.
I live in Arizona. Nothing
is
hotter than
the water's
going to
be drinking itself out here.
Mm-hmm. Is it again? The water's going to be drinking itself?
Yeah, that's how hot it's going to be out here. The water's going to be drinking itself. You're going to see the devil asking for a cup of water. You know what I'm saying? Ice cold. He's going to be like, give me one of them dollar teas from McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? I need it.
That's what it
They're
is. They're going to
be
on. Yeah, so, you know, come out to the Antelope Valley, see what we got going on out here, you know. that's the same thing for my boy Supreme Music out there in the NO. Please, you know what I'm saying? Just make your way out here. We right an hour away from LA, you know what I'm saying? We taking it by storm, you know, but
well, anywhere you book me, I'll go. You know, I'm all about going anywhere to perform.
Oh,
you know.
That's what's up, you know. So how, if somebody wanted to book you, how would they be able to get in contact with you, Ivy Love?
Well, they could go to my website at www.ivylovemusic.com, or they could email me at my Ivy Love Music, IvyLoveMusic at yahoo.com. Yes.
That's what's up. That's what's up, you know. That's what's up. I got one of your tracks right here. It's called From the Waste. You know,
what's
that
it called?
Ivy Love? Wait a minute, wait a minute. I got, hold on. Is it, it's called, I thought it was the, called the, no, it's called I Like Drugs. You know,
oh, yeah, play that one. That's a good one.
I Like Drugs. Wait, can I, I'm going to say it in the Ivy Love voice. I Like Drugs, and, you know, This track right here, I hope you listeners out there are listening in to me, L.A. Drina, and Ivy Love. Did I do it good enough, Ivy?
You did a fucking awesome job there, L.A. Drina,
yes.
With I Like Drugs. Yes, you did. Very well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I Like Drugs. Y'all about to see what she all about right here on Bang Out Radio. Push it Tuesdays.
I like drugs. I like drugs.
Take me down.
I like drugs.
Radio, Ivy Love in the building, you know, that's what's up, you know, callers that's listening in, you know, let us know what you think about that joint right there, I Like Drugs, you know, call 2041, you're live right here on Bang Out Radio, you know, my girl Ivy Love is in the building, that's what it is.
Yeah, that song was totally made for the underground rave scene, you know. Have a bunch of different genres of music, actually. So
that's what it is.
Well,
yes.
You know, I can see, you know, me being on the rap end of the whole, you know, situation, I really, you know, I could see that you bouncing, I could see you bouncing back from hip-hop to, you know, the rave underground, you know, you like those high bass joints, I can tell, you know. If there's any artist that, you know, you've been ever compared to, who would you say you've been compared to?
Oh, my God. I've been compared to so many people. Pat Benatar, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Tina Marie. Let me see who else. There's Erykah Badu. So many people. It's like people hear one or the other of my songs, and they compare me to somebody different depending on the song, you know. And I have only original. My style is original, you know. People might think that I sound like a lot of people, but I would just say that they're just trying to compare me to something great because they see something great, you know. But I do have very deep timbres in my voice. So whenever you hear somebody that has a very full voice, a lot of people compare me to a lot of those types of people. Even Janis Joplin. People say I sound like Janis Joplin when I'm rocking out with a, you know, with just a jazz band or whatever. And because I do a lot of freestyle with, you know, even just bands. So it is what it is. Yeah.
That's what's up. So who inspired you to become an entertainer?
Say that again?
Do you have any inspiration, you know, behind becoming a singer, songwriter, you know?
Well, you know, when I was just like a little, a tiny, tiny little girl, like 2 years old, people asked me when I was a little girl, what are you going to be when you grow up? And I used to say, I'm going to be a star. And you would see me in costumes. You would, when I was in my kindergarten, I went to my teacher and said to her, can I put on the play for the last day of school? And I'm gonna make, you know, put the play together and make the costumes for all of the parents and the kids. And she said, yeah, sure, that's cool. So did that, you know, and it was rough or whatever, but I was in kindergarten. So it's just something that I've always done. I was in plays, I modeled, I was a runway model when I was like 6 years old. It's just something that I've always done. And, you know, the biggest people that might have influenced me are people that have great artistic visuals along with the performance, because I'm also a dancer and performer, like Michael Jackson and Madonna and people like
right.
that. So those are probably my two biggest influences as artists, because of what I want to do as an artist is so great. You know, and it's all about budgeting. When you have the right budget to go behind your tour, and then you can make all of those beautiful artistic features with the lights and the dancers, and that's all going to be part of the Ivy Love show in hopefully the near future. But that's what I aspire to be doing with my show.
That's what's up. So do you have any websites that our listeners out there can go to in order to just listen to your track, or they can download your music, you know, whether they have to pay or, you know, just if they want to listen in on your music and see the whole Ivy Love catalog? What would be the link?
Oh, yeah,
to that?
you can go to reverbnation.com/Ivy Love, IVYLOVE. You can go to cdbaby.com/artist/Ivy Love. You can find me on Twitter at Ivy Loves. You can find me on MySpace, /IvyLoveMusic.com, IvyLoveMusic.com. And so I'm out there, and like very soon with, you know, your friend and our friend Les, my stuff will be on iTunes all over, so.
That's what's up. That's what's up right there, you know. I'm digging, you know, your whole unique quality, you know, and I'm surprised you're even in California, you know, even though you told me over and over again that you're from the Valley. It's like every time I hear your voice, I always picture, you know, this grandiose artist that's calling in from London, so. I don't know.
Well, thank God, because you know that nobody, what people tell me is that nobody on the West Coast wants to sign a West Coast artist, so I'll just go in there with my voice and not tell them where I'm from, you know.
Exactly. You know, and they need to get out of that, because, you know, the West Coast, you know, we definitely doing our thing, you know, and we are in the building and we ain't going nowhere. You know, it's just a lot of diamonds in the rough that haven't surfaced yet, and trust me, they are coming. Even if they got to
come
to town and make it happen, they coming, you know. But I want to get into this Ivy Love joint right here called Transcend, you know. Can you let us know about this?
Oh, you're playing all my club bangers right now. My friends call that my New York club banger. And actually, I'm just going to really quickly throw out that I Like Drugs was put together by the Colored Kids, and Cash, who's from down south, from Louisiana. And this one Transcend that you're about to play was actually done by Efren, and he's a California producer as well. He's been working with a bunch of artists for quite a long time. And so, yeah, It's the club banger. They call it a New York club banger. And it's actually a remix of a song that I made 4 years ago with the first song I ever made with a very, we'll call it, the band was kind of alternative. So it's alternative East meets West sound, something that wouldn't, you know, really sell a whole bunch. But it was fun to make, and it was fun to remake. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. You know, we're going to get into this joint right here called Transcend right here on Twisted Tuesdays. You got your girl Ivy Love in the building.
Woo!
Rocking with your girl L.A. Drina right here on Bang Out Radio. Let's go. You know, Ivy Love, you know, in the building, you know, giving us those deep house flavors, you know, that's what it is, you know, Belzer Club, that's definitely a club banger. Ivy, I would like to know, have you ever heard of shuffling?
Shuffling?
Yes.
Is that a person or a group or?
No, shuffling is something that the young kids do. They call it shuffling. You know, and
is it like a dance or?
Yeah.
Like do the shuffle from like the 1950s? Did they remake it?
No, it's like a it could be something similar to that, you know, because actually the whole movement, I guess you could say they imitate the fashion, you know, from that era in time, but it's all about footwork and shuffling. That's what the young kids do. You know, and the whole underground rave scene, I mean, shuffling is quite popular, you know, so be aware of shuffling and your music, you know, shufflers would definitely like it. You know, it's about footwork. It's that whole underground rave scene. You know, they have a lot of footwork going on with it, you know, and it's hitting the underground, you know, rave scene by storm, shuffling, you know. And you do,
I guess I don't get out enough.
Well, yeah, Google shuffling, you know, because all the kids are doing it, and they, you know, they listen to your music in particular to actually do those dances off of there, you know, the whole shuffling thing, you know. So
that's very cool. I have to look it up. It's like jerkin. Jerkin's not that popular anymore, right?
Well, jerking,
or is still popular?
Jerking isn't as popular as it was, but, you know, these kids are getting it in. All of that is just evolving into a whole nother thing, you know. So, but shuffling is something that you can, like, do a combination of jerking and, you know, footwork. But those same groups that like jerking are the same groups that, you know, engage in shuffling, too. So, you know, and that's pretty
very
cool.
Cool.
You know? It's the younger, the teenagers, they're really into that, you know. So, you know, I want to, you know if you have any up-and-coming performances scheduled, you know, in Southern California that you can let the listeners know about.
Well, I just went through performing for, like, the last 2 months, like, 3 or 4 times a week. It was amazing. And it looks like I have a bunch of things in the air for performance. But nothing solidified yet, but you can always look on my events page at www.ivylovemusic.com. And but possibly on the 8th and the 25th of this month. And I have a bunch of shows actually coming out in Riverside and Anaheim and over there in the Redlands. I've just spoke with a new promoter, and he wants to put me in a bunch of shows, so... There's going to be a bunch coming out going east in California, and I don't usually go out that far, so there you go.
That's what's up, you know. I was looking at your page on Facebook. You were saying something about, you know, you got a chance to, you know, get active with Snoop Dogg. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, you know, I just had my first speaking role. I had my first speaking role on set with Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa on their mini-movie, Splash. I think it's Splash music video. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I did a teacher role, and it was a speaking role, and it was not intended to be. I'm going to, like, give a little shout-out to Hoopshots.tv right now because Victor Battle, he called me poolside. He was like, this is the role for you. I came from the pool, packed my stuff, went to the shoot, you know, and... I ended up doing a speaking role, and then I did a little photo shoot with Snoop Dogg right afterwards, and he came up and he said, this girl right here has got a lot of character. So it was in the same week, actually, that Les called me for the distribution deal, and I got the speaking role. And it looks like through Hoopshots I'm also going to be SAG. And so this is all good stuff. It's all happening.
That's great, you know, Ivy. I would like to congratulate you on all of your success and, you know, upcoming projects that you have going on. Can you let the listeners out there know at what status of your career were you engaging in at that point in time versus where you are right now?
Say that again?
At one point, if we could just go back in time to seeing Ivy Love a year ago, you know, at what level were you at in your career versus right now? How have you seen yourself evolve over the 12 month period?
Well, a year ago, my album was not out. My website was not up. My album and website have only been up for six, maybe 7 months right now because we just moved into June or we're moving into June. So my album's only been out for like 7 months. And so a year ago, you know, I was working on putting it together, working on getting my stuff out there, making sure that I was protected and all of this stuff. And today, my music plays regularly on like 10 different internet stations. It plays in Africa on a regular radio station all the time. So I'm on like 4 real, you know, radio stations, 10 internet stations, and it plays all the time. And, you know, this only comes from working like 18 hours a day. You know, I do 2 to 4 gigs a week, you know, with my music. So a year ago, I was nowhere near I am today. And basically, like right after my website came out, and my album came out, I did a music video for my, what we call a neo soul song, Meeting of the Minds. A lot of people really like that song. The Europeans don't like that song very much because it has the voice vocoder, or what we call auto-tune, on the song. Now, I think that as an artist, I should be able to make all different types of music, and I don't want to be lumped into what a lot of artists are lumped into being, oh, you have be blues and you have to be this. And so what I tell people is I make Ivy Love music and the genre is genius. So I will be on tour for the rest of my life. And I will sometimes be on tour with a jazz band, you know, doing jazz music freestyle. And I will sometimes be in France at a piano bar singing French music. And I will be in Ibiza, Spain at the headliner for a rave of 3 million people doing a live show where I am only in body paint dancing with the voice looper on stage. You understand? So as an artist, I believe, you know, that I should be doing all different types of music in all different types of genres because I have it in me to do so, you know. And I will not allow, I would rather be independent and get a distribution deal with this person and, you know, work with different people that are in the field and know what they do and are able to bring in income and we can all generate income through that, you know, than be signed by somebody who says that I have to do something that I don't want to do. Because I've been offered by many different labels and many different distribution deals by very small companies who really couldn't offer me anything. And I knew better than to let somebody own me that really couldn't do much for me, you know.
That's
so
right.
Did I answer the question or did I go off on a tangent?
No, you really touch bases on the industry, you know, and we do have a lot of indie artists listening in, you know. Shout out to all my indie artists, you know, that's listening in to Bang Out Radio. They do take in the insight, you know, from all the other artists, you know, that are special guests on the show. We do have a caller calling in, caller 2041. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, what's up? Shouts out Bang Out Radio. Shouts out Ivy Love. Keep doing your thing. I got a question for you, Ivy. You know, what's some of your inspirations for your music?
Who is this?
What's that?
Who is this?
Oh, what's up? My name is Philip. How you doing?
Your name is Philip. What is my inspiration? You know, I'm going to tell you that my inspiration comes from every person around me. For example, the song that is about to be distributed was made for one of the guys who was interested in me, you know, back in the day. He talked a bunch of shit or whatever. So that song was made for him. So I'm influenced by all the people around me, and that is, you know, life and life experiences. I tend to get out there a lot in, you know, with a lot of people that do a lot of crazy things. You know, I'm actually very popular to perform at the swing parties and fetish parties. I just performed at a fetish party on Friday night. And, you know, they really enjoy my music over there. So I get out a lot with a lot of different crazy people. And, you know, I'm an artist who has all those different sides. So I'm influenced by all the people around me.
Okay, so you make music for adults, then, I take it.
Say
for the adult audience. I said you make music for the adult audience, I take it.
I mean, the thing, I don't make music only for the adult audience. I make music to inspire people to do good things for other people. I also make music that is a little risque, you know, sometimes, but it's all real. So some of my music, I would say, yes, only for the adult audience. But for example, like my song "Meeting of the Minds," that is a song that you could play for anybody, and it would be good for anybody to hear because it's got a good message.
That's what's up.
Okay, that's right. You know,
yeah.
I love, that's what's up, you know, I appreciate, you know, just being, you know, able to, you know, let these listeners out here that's listening in hear what you got going on, Ivy Love. If y'all don't know about
Well,
Ivy
I appreciate
Love,
you allowing me to come on here, Miss L.A. Drina.
Yes, you know, it's always a pleasure, you know, actually, you know, I had you on my first show that I ever done on Twisted Tuesdays, you know. Which is unforgettable because I'm like, who is this chick right here, you know? So that's what it is. Ivy Love, you know, you got it going on, you know, and your outside-the-box personality, you know, is definitely needed as another added spice to the whole music industry, you know. And we dig that, you know, we dig that from all genres of entertainment, you know. That's what's up, you know, and I want you to keep doing what you're doing and keep letting Bang Out Radio know what you have going on. You know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, girl, you know that I'll keep you informed. I keep everybody informed, let me tell you.
Yes, yes, yes. Definitely, you know. And, you know, everybody knows that L.A. Jarena, you know, I love and I support all my female artists out there that's doing something big, you know. Actually, I have a new show called MC Takeover Fridays, you know, right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, we're doing Banging That Fire Fridays, you know, but then, you know, we also do a MC Takeover show, you know, every Friday between 4 to 6 p.m. So feel free to send your music for that show as well, you know, and we just support, you know, all of our artists on Bang Out Radio. Shout out to all the indie artists listening in, all the fans from coast to coast, worldwide, baby. You know, this is what it is, Bang Out Radio Twisty Tuesday, you know. So,
and you know my girls Treasure and TJ, right, TNT?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes. It is a very small world, actually.
Yeah, see, Treasure, you know, I mean, you know how Involved Records is all hooked up that way, but, you know, it's all, you know, Les, you know, he's relatives with Treasure's manager, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they all connected, you know what I'm saying? We all connected some
Les,
type of way.
Did you just tell me that Les and Treasure know each other, too? Oh, that's wonderful.
I mean, if he don't know her personally, he knows of her.
No,
because,
I do.
You know,
I know
actually,
her personally.
Okay, well, Treasure, you know, she should know Les because definitely Treasure's manager's husband, you know, Carmel, that's his cousin, you know what I'm saying? So they know each other, you know, and that's how I know them because they, you know, we just go back on a outside the music, you know, situations, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I know all of them, you know. I haven't even met Treasure on a formally basis, but I do support Treasure and, you know, all her music, you know. She's an upcoming L.A. rapper, you know. She got her thing going on. I've been following Treasure for, you know, about 2 years altogether. And, you know, Treasure, you know, I never even knew that we were going to cross paths like this, you know. I actually have some of her music, you know, in the switchboard right now, you know, Treasure, you know. And definitely Coke Bugatti, you know what I'm saying. Everybody, you know what I'm saying. All these West Coast female rappers out here, you know, that's doing their thing, you know, I give them support all day long. It's 100%, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, they mistake that for me, you know, as, you know, oh, you know, you haven't came out with your music yet, so you trying to jump on a bandwagon. No, I'm not trying to jump on a bandwagon. I'm either connected indirectly or I already know what's going on, you know, with these artists, you know. And I embrace artists not because I feel like I need to jump on your bandwagon, but because I respect what you do, and I feel like I could get down on your level. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, you know, I don't do it, you know. But shout out to all those artists, you know, that submit music to Bang Out Radio. If I didn't get to your music today, trust me, you will be in rotation tomorrow because you're already uploaded in the switchboard. Shout out to Thea Lamore, you know what I'm saying? We got like 10 minutes left, you know what I'm saying, in this show right here. But, you know, all my artists, you know, keep listening in. I will be spinning out my girl Z Diva, the Pimptress, you know what I'm saying, that sent me her music out there from Tennessee. You know, she's representing Cashville, you know, and she's holding it down out there in Cashville. Big shout out to Z Diva. She supports the movement, the female rap artist movement, you know what I'm saying? And I dig that. Black Molly, you know, Marley B, you know what I'm saying? All these chicks out there, you know, that's really getting it in. You know what I'm saying? And not just the chicks, the fellas too, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know about Duke Mantee, you know what I'm saying? He's got it going on with Involved Records too as well. You know, they all connected. You know, I got him right here in the switchboard too with his track called Fading. Actually, I've done tracks with some artists from Involved, you know, but this was before they even thought they were going to be professional rappers and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I got a whole lot of catalogs of music out there. I just haven't released it to the public so they can hear. I only play 2 songs on my Reverb Nation, which I'm at number 86 on it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, a lot of people don't think that I do it. You know, they probably think I'm not into it like that, but I just love hip-hop so much that I dibble and dabble around in all genres of music, all genres of entertainment. If you out there in the ATL, look out for your girl, L.A. Dream. I will be at the Essence Awards, too, you know. So I'm just letting that be known. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting it in right here, you know, and I love everything you're doing, Ivy Love. You know, shout out to my boy, Sammy Otto. He lacing me. You know, I really want to blow my track right here on Bang Out Radio today. But guess what, y'all got to wait until Friday, you know, and really y'all haven't heard it because I still haven't put it on Reverb Nation yet. You know, but I'm going to put it on Reverb Nation, but I'm not going to do it yet because I'm still waiting for my female rap artist to submit your verse to the Look At Me Now beat because the West Coast chicks, we about to take this by storm. And I also got some East Coast chicks, you know what I'm saying? They doing it big, you know what I'm saying? They about to bring it in. All these down south chicks, they about to get on the longest Look At Me Now remix, and you're going to see my flavor shine through. I'm going to give y'all a hint. I'm the Busta Rhymes of the track. So if you don't know, now you know. You feel me? So anyway, we're gonna get it in, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't trying to talk no high-powered nonsense, but a lot of people out there on Facebook and social media networks this last past week, they've been underestimating me. You don't know what I got going on, you know, unless, you know, I actually give you a clue. And I've been chilling and sitting back because I'm going to let y'all have it. You feel me? But
you're about to bring it.
Yeah.
You're about to put it down.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, big shout out to Star Mob Records. If you don't know now, you know Star Mob is in the building. You know what I'm saying? We doing our thing too. You know, all the artists that's out there listening, K-Wise, you know what I'm saying? I see you. You know what I'm saying? Rico, B-Man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all getting it in. You feel me? You know, I see you. I see what you're doing. I see what you got going on. Cartier 2K. You got the video shoot coming up this weekend. This closed location. You better add them to Facebook if you want to know where it's at. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know, we're getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. And it's a pleasure having you in the building, Molly. I'm looking at the Black Molly, too. Her track, She Must Be On My Mind. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's like all these people, you know what I'm saying? I just love hip-hop so much. You know what it is, Ivy? You know, it's true. So,
yeah. Like,
you know, if you have any last-minute thoughts you want to say before you get off the air, just let me know. And in the meantime, we're going to spin these people out, you know, that submit their music to Bang Out Radio today. And y'all can listen from this day forward all the way to the Saturday show. Your music will be in rotation right now on Bang Out Radio. Woo!
Yeah, well, I would just like to say, in last minute thoughts, I would like to say, you know, if you're an artist or if you have talent, the one thing that you have to remember is that you may not be the most beautiful, you may not be the most this, you may not be the most that. The thing is, if you have a niche and you work the hardest at it, you'll always get where you want to be. Now, you can find me at www.ivylove.music.com. And you can find me on Twitter at Ivy Love, MySpace, / IvyLoveMusic.com. And you can email me at IvyLoveMusic@yahoo.com. And just, you know, make sure to hit it hard and get it in every day. That's what it is.
That was, well, y'all just heard it right here on Bang Out Radio. My girl, Ivy Love, you know, she was in the building. She's in the building right here. And we, you know what I'm saying, we getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, big shout out to all the indie artists that keep submitting your music. Please continue to submit your music. Follow me on Twitter at Ladrina Soul Cali. One word, Twitter.com. You know what it is. Right here on Bang Out Radio, we about to get it in with a freaking spin out that's out of your mind, starting with my girl, Deep Diva.
Never hold us. We run this shit. Better know we end this bitch.
question when to separate them. I guess they all dismissed. 21, I stand. So here I am, and I'm taking over like it's my only chance. 2011, and watch me make it happen. And we celebrating middle fingers for the haters. We on the map, it ain't no falling back. And to my ladies, where my rock star Divas at?
What up, kids?
Cute, bomb, banging, I'm an AC, rapping, I go both ways, looking for a bad bitch, and she gotta be the
same. If it ain't HD, bitch, stay in your lane. You know I look right, so every nigga wanna fuck. In the back of the function with a high ass look. Billin' myself, smellin' like raps. Bangin' my set while I push to the back. Thick yellow bitch, cause you know I'm about the Mac. Or a simp ass nigga tryna get them 4 stacks. You already know, I keep a few bitches. Ass so fat, they used to get a tick. All HD need it, we all wanna hit it. All our friends on it, they all with the business. Damn, and I can really bang that. Pull it over, and you can run it like a lap.
Sound like English no more. You know what it sound like? Like a turkey gobbler.